Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been on the series, The God of Wonders, and we are considering part 5 in this service. Praise the Lord. Question I would like to ask you is, has God stopped working? It's a practical question. It's many a times when we don't seem to see the works of God, we get very troubled. Like the psalmist will say, and you hid your face from me and I was troubled. And so when we especially don't get instantaneous responses from the Lord, when we embark on very deep spiritual journeys, we become very despondent and sometimes frustrated to some extent. And it looks like God has stopped working. There's a scripture in John chapter 5 verse 17 that says that regardless of the time, and this is Jesus talking, he said, but Jesus answered, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus was talking to the people, was telling them that, I am working because my Father is working. Anytime life is working for you, God is working. Praise the Lord. Anytime life is what? What does it mean? God is working. What does it mean? What it means is that as long as you are not dead, your God has not died. If you ever have life, it's a sign that God is at work. Because look at Psalm 3, verse 3. He said, I am working because my Father is working. Psalm 3, verse 3 says that the Lord is our shield and is our glory. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, he says that, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. The reason why you are breathing is because God is working. That you lay down, you woke up. It says that the reason why you woke up is because God sustained you. So anytime you see life in you, it's a sign that God is at work. Praise the Lord. And in that John 5, 17, Jesus is telling us that you don't need to understand the mechanism with which God works with, but there are physical pointers that should make your heart be at rest. That my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. So God is always working. Can we look at it at the Message and the ESV, you know, all those things? But Jesus defended himself. My Father is working straight through. Even on the Sabbath, so I am. And the Sabbath was a time where the law said no one should work. But even though the law said no one should work, the law was not forbidding God from working. It was the Lord rested on the seventh day and the Sabbath was instituted. But God in his sovereignty is able to work beyond the Sabbath. Jesus said, I am the Sabbath. I am what? Yeah, I'm the Sabbath. I am the Sabbath. I do what men cannot do. So even when men cease to work, God does not cease to work. And Jesus exemplified this many times by either doing an act of good or healing someone on a Sabbath day. And the people were confused that we thought that there is a day that nothing works and no one should work. Jesus said, no, it can be for men, but not for God. That even when government is not working, systems are not working, men are not working, life is not working the way you want, God is still working, even in the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that God works at all times. And even in our time, He is working. Now, that question was posed because sometimes when we are in a tight corner or we don't see our lives going based on our expectation, we tend to question whether God is still at work. But God is seriously at work. Praise the Lord. He's working all the time. Works within time and outside time. Not limited by time. Controls time. And yet, it's not instructed by time. Even when we die and live here, God will still be working. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. That's why He will be the judge of all flesh. Even in the afterlife, He will still be working to judge and to give peace and to give joy, you know, in eternity, depending on where you want to stay. Some people want to stay in a hotel. Some people want to stay in hell. I have chosen to stay in heaven. Where do you want to stay? Praise the Lord. And you know, we are interesting people because it looks to us that, oh, you know, by a certain message and blah, 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 well, what I do doesn't matter. Think about where you want to stay. And this thing about where you want to stay is about whether you obey and honor the Lord or not. What you do there, nobody can arrest you. Praise the Lord. Hey, but think about where you want to be. Think about where you want to stay. You can drink all you want to drink. There's no problem because it's not my stomach. But just think. You know, sometimes when you get two booze, you break a lot of laws. As I say, when you drink, don't drive. As you drink, now by the time you know you are in Saum. But in Saum is still in Ghana. Is that also? Yeah, but yeah. You will find out that you are not in Saum Township. But ordinarily, you didn't set off from the house to be in a prison in Saum. But you drank something that took you to that place under influence. So in this life, every decision you make, just make the decision. Make sure that as much as possible, you are in control of the decision and the decision is not in control of you. When you drink alcohol, alcohol takes control of you. Especially those of you whose heart is very light. Some people smell alcohol, they will just booze from there. Some people have foam inside their tummy. They will drink one crate, they are still standing. But whichever way, think before you drink. I'm not preaching about alcohol. I'm just telling you that this life is about choices. Praise the Lord. It's about what? Yeah, and a choice you make can really define the rest of your life. Following the Lord is a major choice. I've made a choice to follow the Lord. And one of the things I would do to make sure that life is comfortable for me is that I have to understand the modus operandi of God, how God operates. And it is possible because the Bible says that Moses knew the ways of God. In many a times as Christians, we just try to specialize on the acts of God rather than the ways of God. And the act, they fail all the time. Look at Elisha giving his staff to his servant to go and wake the boy who died. And when he went, that supernatural act of the wonder failed. Are you here? It failed. Acts fail all the time. Faith, grandpa, can fail. Praise, because when you are dealing with the acts of God, you are dealing with your faith. And sometimes faith will fail. And the faith that fails does not mean God is not working, but maybe you didn't have the capacity to receive what God was giving you. Hello? So when faith fails, it does not mean God has failed. Because you are dealing with act. But when you are dealing with the ways of God, you try to understand how God functions beyond the act you are seeing. So that even if you don't get what you are looking for, you understand the formula that if I didn't get it now, I'm not saying the ways of God is a formula. I'm just talking science now. That you understand that The reason why I'm not getting this answer is because something is missing with this formula, or I'm not applying the formula well. But I understand that to answer this question, it requires the usage of this principle. Praise the Lord. Understanding the ways of God. You understand that delay does not mean denial. It's part of the ways of God. That's why he introduces faith and patience. It's not just faith, it's also patience. Because some things are not going to work on your time. Some things are going to work on God's timeline. And you don't have control over God's timeline. No man has been able to push God to change his timeline. He changes it because he wants to change it. Praise the Lord. And you have to work within the ambit of his time. You have to work within the framework that he has positioned himself to work. And if you don't understand that, you can have the right promise, you can be applying the right things and still not having the result on time because God says it's not time, you will die. Your heart will collapse. That's what the Bible talks about. The fact that hope deferred, it makes the heart sick. But when your heart is sick, it does not mean God is sick. When your heart is, I want to be pregnant this month, dear, by all means, I'll be pregnant. And then, if you're a woman, your period comes 3 days before the normal time to show you shaggy that sometimes faith will not follow plan. I don't know if God is talking to somebody here. Yeah, that it's good to have that faith, but you must trust in God. That even though this thing is happening, if he has promised that he's going to do it, he will certainly do it. I need a capacity of understanding how he works so that I don't get so much broken heart that by the time my lover comes, there is no heart to love. I think am I doing a marriage seminar or something? It's a message, eh? Sometimes your heart gets broken so much that by the time love is available, you have no love container to receive love. Say it's not my portion. But this one is just not by declaration, it's by capacity. There are some people, by the time, you know, the miracle is ready, they don't even have any capacity to receive. Either you have screamed so much that by the time the miracle was ready, you were expended and you didn't have energy to pick it. You have cried so much that the miracle was here. When you see you can't see the miracle. All you can see is tears. And the miracle is right there. This thing happened to Hagar. When she was sucked out of the house of Abraham, the child, they were thirsty. Their water was suspended. And child was very thirsty also. Child was crying. Hagar was crying. Couldn't look at the child. Put the child somewhere and said, I can't look at my child dying. Because she knew the child was going to die. And she went somewhere. And Bible said that God heard the cry of the baby. I believe that God also heard the cry of Hagar. And God told Hagar that, the angel told Hagar, Hagar, you are seated by water you need. You are crying. See the water there. You are close to the water. You are crying. Because all you are seeing is your tears. You are not seeing the water. There's a way that when your heart gets broken to a certain level, it makes it very difficult to see the possibilities God put around you. But God is always working. Praise the Lord. And if you are not careful, you will be so broken that you will not find yourself in Christ again. You see that you are a Christian, but you are not a functional Christian to yourself. You are bazaar. Your emotions are left. Your body is right. And there is no connection between your whole system. You can't sleep. You can't think well. You can't find yourself. You can't feel yourself. Sometimes you don't even feel like alive. And you don't want to live. You don't want to be in existence so that we can enjoy you. So that you wish you joined the angels. You too, you don't have a voice of singing in the heavenly choir. And there's no ushering to be done in heaven. What are you going to do in heaven at this time of your life? So your heart can be so broken. Tell somebody that even in your brokenness, God is still working. Tell somebody our God is always working. I'm praying that this will enter your heart by faith. Tell somebody God is always working. God is always working. Even when things are not working as you expect, God is always working perfectly. Praise the Lord. Can you tell about three people that God is always working perfectly? Even when things are not working for you. Three people, I said three. Always working. And he's always on time. He can't do no wrong, yeah? Always on time. Praise the Lord. And one of the reasons why God will perform wonders is to prove his name. Is to do what? Is to prove his name. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 6. It says, for unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. So God is wonderful. Or he performs wonders as an expression of his name. He's just proving his name to us. I am wonderful. That's why I do wondrous things. Proving his name. If you look at my name, you can know what I can do. You look at my name, I'm doing the wonders to reveal my name to you. Praise the Lord. That I'm a wondrous working God. I'm a wonderful God. I'm not normal. I'm not a mere God. I'm not an idol. I'm wonderful. Super wonderful. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to somebody now? Nehemiah 9:10 to 15. God just buttressed that point that I'm going to perform wonders. Nehemiah 9:10 to 15 says that. And he, please, yes, and he shows signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and on all his servants and on all the people of his land. For thou knowest that they dealt proudly against them. So did thou get thee a name as it is this day. Praise the Lord. So powerful. He did wonders to prove his name. 11 says that, and thou did divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou throwest into the deep, as a stone into the mighty waters. He sunk them. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar and in the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Verse 13 says that thou came down also upon Mount Sinai and spake with them from heaven and gave them right judgment and true laws, good statutes and commandment. 14 says that, and made known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commanded them precept, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant. And look at 15. It says that, and gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the flinty rock for their thirst. And promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to them. God is a wonderful God. He said he did all these things to prove his name. So God does not do wonders so that the man of God will have a nickname. Or that the child of God will have an accolade. Don't you know that I'm a wonder performing pastor? God does wonders through us to project his name among the hidden. He did it to project his name to Pharaoh and the people of Egypt. Not for us to create accolades and nicknames for ourselves. Praise the Lord. He's doing it for himself. Tell somebody God is doing it for himself. So the wonder you are believing God is, that's why he will lock the womb of maybe Elizabeth. And when she is old, he unlocks the womb to bring out John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is a whole message for God. Are you here? harness won't be shut. God opens it when he does. And it's a whole message to Israel about God. Sarah, the same. Keeping them and releasing them was to reveal his name. That these are my people. I am with them. You can't toy with them. I am with them. Making Mary to deliver Jesus was to deliver, reveal his name to us. Prophet had prophesied, but this is he. Emmanuel is here. So, the thing is that what you and I are believing God to do, he wants to do it more than you want to receive it. Tell somebody, God wants to do it more than you want to receive it. Because God wants his name to be in the eyes, on the lips, in the mind of every human being on the face of the earth, including the hidden. So, the real person who wants to take the fans and the clap offering is God. And when he wants to do that, he performs wonders in our lives, in our personal lives, also in our space, and sometimes through us. Praise the Lord. So say, he does for me, he does through me, and he does around me. One more time, say, he does for me, through me, and around me. Praise the Lord. But he is happy to do it around his people, in his people, and for his people. He gave them bread. He took them out of Egypt, gave them bread, and took them to a promised land. Too powerful. So, if it's a child you are believing God for, he is happy to do it through you. He was happy to do it through Hannah. He was happy to do it through Mary. He was happy to do it through Elizabeth. He was happy. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's like, dear, what have I done? The ones you received before, what did you do to receive? There is nothing we have received that we did enough to receive. Every good and perfect gift cometh from the Lord, who gives it to us generously. And even when our faith fails, he says that he will still do it by his own power. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody that God is already doing it for you. And if you have faith, say, that one I said is my own, but if you have faith, I want to connect with your faith to tell you that God has already done it to prove his name. Tell somebody that by the time you open your eyes, the wonder will be on your table, at your doorstep. If you believe that's your prophecy, give the Lord a big clap offering. God is always working. And because he's always working, life is working for me. Always working. Now, what does it take to tap into the works of God? Into the wonders of God? Number one, you have to be righteous in Christ. Praise the Lord. Be righteous in Christ. In Psalm 88 verse 12, the Bible connects wonders to righteousness. Say, shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? So God's wonders is connected to righteousness. Shall your wonders be known in the dark? If you are someone who doesn't love God and has not received Christ, even though God is sovereign to perform wonders both for the righteous and the unrighteous, we are talking about the life of the believer. That for the believer, it's important to stay in alignment with Christ. Receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior and walk with him thereof. That because you are my Lord, I am aligned, you know, to your will. I'm aligned to your principles. I'm aligned. You see, if you want to move to higher grade from China grade 3 to grade 2 to grade 1, you have to properly align. Properly what? I can't hear you. Properly what?
The thing is, the deception in Christianity is that you can live anyhow and still be collecting things. Because some things are shared abroad. He said when it rains both on the righteous and the unrighteous. It's God expressing his mercy. And sometimes you can be an anyhow Christian and go through life, sometimes even with long life. But the truth of the matter is that you will not enjoy a certain level of quality relationship with the Lord. Because it's not everybody who is given a car and he's happy inside. A car may be nice on the eyes of many people, but he's not happy inside. Okay, I will drive the car but with a Trump car. What to car, mommy? Undo me. Oh, sorry, I know I could talk. Papa be a minimino. Woman be a minimino. Nukuni yana bonia no a patano. We are not the car patano. We are not a tonya patano. Oh, and you are to tonyama pata patano. Sa, I show my mini giant and say, open patato. We are anyhow husband. One only will be a kawaba. No, abe patami. Faum pata. After a while, that kind of compensation doesn't work again. Because you become like an unruly husband who is not ready to shift. You are not ready to align, you know, to the principles that will make you a good husband and make the marriage enjoyable. And you are using things, provisions, instead of your person. You will always enjoy person more than provision. But do you understand?
Yes.
So there is a way that you can be an anyhow Christian and your business is still flourishing, but there will be a time and a moment in your life where God will separate the sheep from the goat. And sometimes the goat is still in the house of God, but it's not a sheep. And when we want to throw away a curse from the house, we'll put it on the head of the goat. We call it scapegoat. That's when something is about to happen, we are doing CCCC, Nanako, or your goat, be used as ransom for the rest of us who are sheep. Because the value of a goat is lower than that of a sheep before God. Hello? So if you say you have received Christ, walk with Christ, follow his principle, you will see wonders. What do we see? Wonders. Quality ones. Look at Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. I don't know, verse 5 or thereabout. Let's read together. One go. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. The sanctification precedes the doing of the wonders. This is laid down principles for the Christian. Even though God can do anything, anytime, anyhow, that is God level. But there is a prescription for how we should live in his principles if we want to see certain output or outcomes or product. And in that regard, that is what you should concern yourself with. He said, meditate on this book of the law. Meditate. Then observe to do. The other ones he would do, just say, because God produces through principles. Praise the Lord. Imagine breaking someone's home and praying for your home to be put together. God can do that. If he does it, nobody will arrest him. But he will not do it regularly. He doesn't function like that. So we should concern ourselves with what the principles are for attaining the things that God has promised us. That's why the Bible is replete with divine principles for walking in the promises of God. And he says that you need to sanctify yourself because tomorrow I'm going to do wonders. So now imagine all those who didn't sanctify themselves. And this is Joshua before the Jordan. One of the early days when he came to be the leader of the Israelite. The Lord said, look at verse 1. My servant Moses is dead. I want you to wake up, rise up. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. Verse 2. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. Verse 3. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levite, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Verse 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know that the way by which ye must go. That's, you are following the Lord. You have to follow the Lord within an appreciable distance. So that when you say pass here, you can pass there. Pass there, you can pass. Are you here at all? When you are praying, it's not what you are saying that matters. After saying all that you are saying, what he is saying to you is what you are saying is not what will, what will bring the result. What he is telling you is what will bring the result. The solution lies with God. It doesn't lie with your prayer. So when you, prayer is a channel where you are able to connect with God, so that you hear the download of the next step, the next thing to do, to go and collect whatever he has for you. Hello? Yeah, sometimes we are very encumbered about prayer, Abi. And life. My boy, we because a dear no kai. A dear no chill. Praise the Lord. Because we don't have a mind of having a relationship. We have a mind of doing activities. Not having a relationship. So you say, our Father which art in heaven, I love you. Sharp, sharp. Food comes, food comes. Sharp, sharp. Sometimes the food that has been poisoned, I say, Father, some of you will say, blessed, bless. Then the Lord will tell you, this one is not blessed. Stop right there. You are not ready to listen. Oh, you are, your mind is, blessed, bless. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Even if somebody is praying over food, the person is, don't pay for the prayer. Principle. So, as he told them that, verse 5, now he told them, he said that, I want you to consecrate yourselves. Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders. And he instructed the Levite, every one of them who was going to carry his presence. Praise the Lord. His ark, to carry the presence of God heavily for wonders to happen. You need to be a sanctified vessel. You need to be a consecrated vessel. So when you receive Christ, you are sanctified, justified, you know, purified, all the whatever. Yeah? But as you are walking with God, you need to have consecration. You need to have what? That is a continuous process of purging your system until you finally become like him. And as you are drawing closer and closer, Bible says that you are changed into the same image. So the thing that answers to Christ will start answering to you. Because of consecration. But if you do minus one plus three. Today you are a Christian. Tomorrow you are a part-time Christian. The next day you are not a Christian. Then you backslide and come back again. And then sometimes even in your Christian walk, you just backslide. Some people have watched the 400 videos already. All of them. All of them. I can see it. I've not said anything. I'm just saying that there are preaching videos that they have not been very interesting to you. But you have been able to sit down to analyze. But Jesus is still on the throne. The people whose face have become straight, they are the ones I suspect. So, tomorrow I will do wonders. Somebody say wonders. Listen to me. Ask for God, if you clean yourself with Him, He will make things clean for you. Yes. He will make things clean for you. You take a stand for God, God will take a stand for you. If you decide that you will not take a stand for God, you are on your own. But if you take, He told them, He said, take a stand for Him, sanctify yourself. If you do that tomorrow, the thing is that I'm about to do the wonders tomorrow. But the point is that I'm not going to do it with everyone. As for the wonders, I'm coming to do it. But it will be more appropriate in the lives of the people who will sanctify themselves. Praise the Lord. And if you read that, it says that because they have sanctified themselves, when they step, immediately their feet touch the water. The water will open. Because it's a sanctified person. Consecrated. Are you here at all? That's why in your walk with God, you don't have to take one step forward and two steps backwards. That is back to the pit. Back to the mud. Back to the spitting. That's what the Bible says. So you take, even if it's small, small steps, take them forward. Take them forward. For the Lord. Meeting the Lord. Being like the Lord. So that the disciples, they followed Jesus. They couldn't decipher between Jesus and the disciples. They were looking exactly like Him. No wonder when Jesus was not around, the people were surprised that these mere people see the wonders they are doing here, because they had been with Him. It is difficult to be with Him and be with some things. Hello? If you are with the Lord, wonders will be with you. If you stay away, you keep staying away. And consecration is just, you know, Thessalonians talks about sanctifying your vessel. There's a responsibility laid on the believer to decide what you watch, what you listen to, the things you say. Those are what you read about, who you allow into your space. Praise the Lord. What you allow into your space, the spaces you allow yourself to get into. All these things can either facilitate your consecration or hinder it. There are things or in spaces when you enter, it desecrates you. Hello? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? So you pull out. And if you enter there by accident, now by intentionality, never enter there again. Is God talking to someone now? What are you going to do at the nightclub? You got it? Look, if you stay with weed smokers in Ghana, one day a swoop will happen and they will carry you as one of those smokers. Maybe I will cry now and share that. But it's just because when you are there, you'll be taken as part of the collective. It's more like it. Some things don't happen in some spaces. Praise the Lord. Wonders, say wonders. But the point is that as you draw closer to the Lord, your vessel becomes fit to carry the ark. The presence of God. The Bible says that concerning God, who is the presence personified, He said that the rest he saw Him and ran away. That's if you want obstacles to run away, all you need to do is to carry the presence of God. The mountain will see you and run away. That's why some things stand before you and the same things, they don't stand before some people. It depends on what you are carrying. And the quality of what you are carrying is dependent on your level of consecration. Because consecration makes your vessel fit for supernatural move. Hello? Come on now. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I believe that there are certain level. I mean, if you read the parabolic expression of the levels of the presence of God in the book of, I think it's Ezekiel, where the prophet stepped into the water and then it was at his ankle, it came to the knee level, to the waist and the overflow. You see that all those levels have what, you know, it will do for the believer. So if you stay at a certain level, as symbolic as it is, there are things that you will be limited in your walk with God. When it got to the overflow, Bible says that wherever the water went, life came there. And there were fishes everywhere, fruitfulness everywhere. Trees began to be fruitful and their leaves became medicinal. Because it was at the overflow level. There's a realm that the move of the Spirit, and I want to know that the real deal for the wonders is the presence of God. It's what? It's the presence of God. It's the presence of God. I know a particular banker in this country. He moved from one bank, from private, then they brought him to government bank. When he was in private practice, bank, and now, Krampo, he's gone back to another private bank. They were soaring. His practice is that, you see, when he left that private bank, some other CEOs or MDs have come. Some of them, they are known to be very immoral. National Service girls, pa, office, pa, 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 you know, everywhere. It's like people cannot control themselves. But this one, very straightforward. So till today, he is still the one whose name is associated with that bank, even though he left there a long time ago. And every noon, it was known that you can't enter his office because everyone knows that he will be praying. Then he moved to a state bank. State bank. He changed the bank until Yanom came to move him. Because we hate progress and we see political colors. Even if the color can give progress, we will remove. So they remove, and he's gone to a very small bank, and within 2 years he's turned around the fortune of the bank. What am I telling you? The consecration brings grace to the work he does. And so if he is there, bank is small, but big people are happy to bring their money there. Are you here at all? The reason why you are not having the magnetic force to either attract the things that have been made available to you or to dispel the things that ought not to stand before you is that the container to carry the presence is not in good shape. Tell somebody, you have to be in good shape. Spiritually, you have to be in good shape. Stop the long talk. And stop that I'm a Christian. If you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. Straight away. Let God say that, have you considered my servant Job? Let God say that, go to this house. I have someone there. Let God say to Cornelius' house that, Tale, send for some guy. He's called Peter. He's in so and so place. Ube kokura no fast ma komede no. When you want to be a consecrated vessel, you know that what you say purifies you or desecrates you. Hello? So you watch what you say. You watch the conversations you are having. And sometimes, if you are a woman, you can be chitty-chatty. By the time you know, you are speaking about too many people. And it's desecrating you. Then you go into, sometimes, busybody talk. Hello? It's desecrating you. You see that your conversations are not salted. So you are not edified. Nothing makes your spirit to lose content than foolish talk.
It's okay. Tell somebody it's okay, it's okay. We have to close. The preaching is okay. It's okay.
Consecrate. Consecrate. We are serious. Say, Yankupon Pesa Ukrauns and be serious. Tell somebody, let God know that Charlie, this time around, you know. Why serious? Why am I not hearing you talk? Tell somebody, let God know that this time around, you have become serious. You have a wife. You will not be flirting with one girl by the side. That is consecration. That's consecration. The flirting is too much. It doesn't make your vessel too magnet. You know, magnet can lose power by fire. As you are playing with all this strange fire, you see that your ability to attract divine product is going down. Sometimes your practice will fight your expectation. You're expecting God to move this way, but you are practicing that way. And even though your heart wants to receive this, your functionality is moving you so far away from what you wish to receive. Please, what you want to receive, what you want to see, let your heart go in that direction and commit to God on the matter. Commit. Praise the Lord. Anything that makes you go into the presence of God and you feel guilty, it takes you like 30 minutes. Then, you know, you do, and then not what, find yourself. Nature. Chaye. Stop it. Ask somebody, stop it. So that the Bible says, I enter boldly. So that your entering is what? Very bold. And this one is like you have to now go and do negotiations to clean the plate. And then
after a while it's like
How? Chaye. Why can't you stop? Ask somebody, say, why can't you stop it and be fine? You did jai. I just say, young miss me power chosen. You did jai. God says, I should beg you that you stop and you'll be fine.
Praise the Lord. There's an Old Testament verse I'd like to quote to you. I mean, Isaiah 59 verse 1. It said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Your iniquities have separated you, not even God from you, you from God. When Adam sinned, he ran from the presence of God. When you have some things be in your life, you now you just pull out and you create that schism between yourself and God. And by the time you try to get new sets of help to reconnect with the Lord, that season of the wonder may have elapsed. God, yeah, he won't kill you, but you now will suffer. He said the soul that sins will suffer. So as you are with God, be with him 100%. Be driven by God. Hello? Yeah. Be driven. I'll not preach that, oh, because you are doing this, God is going to kill you. If he wants to kill you, it's in eternity. Here he can leave you. But you and I, there is a glory we have to walk in. And if you don't position and have a stand for God, he won't stand for us. You yourself will take yourself from the realm where the miracles are happening because your sins have separated you. Separated you. Look at a big brother of the prodigal son. Party was happening in the house. The thing going on inside his mind was making him deprive himself of the joy inside. What is going on in your life can either make you, if it's correct, it will make you partake of the goodness of the Lord. If it's not correct, you will eliminate yourself by rough tactics. You will see that your cockroach has would the HD. But why are we in between you and God? Jesus told them, you know, when you are reading the Bible, just take your time. Jesus told them at the time when he was about to multiply the bread, he said, ask all of them to sit down. The Bible never said that someone who was not seated received multiplication. There is a way that when you are not in conformity with the Lord, things don't get multiplied for you. You don't see the wonders of God. He said, for you to see the multiplication, I have prayed. I have thanked the Lord. I have touched the bread. I have done all these things. But for it to practically happen, sit on the grass. If you like, don't sit and see. If the bread, when it gets there, it will reach you. That's why following the Lord is important. And that's why in the Bible you see that mostly wonders are preceded by instructions. Do this. Go this way. Da 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 da. Praise the Lord. By the Spirit, and you receive them by faith. So don't let consecration become something that becomes like a difficult subject in your mind, as if your joy is being taken away. Because you know, some people, once you say, let's go to church, it's like they are taking away my freedom. Freedom to do what? And freedom for what? It's salvation from a lot of, you know, ontological discomfort. Oh, Mama Kabro, focus here. Salvation, it's deliverance. It's a blessing rather than a burden. It's a deliverance rather than, you know, a loss. When we say, let's pray. When we say, come to church early. When we say, do the work of God. When we say, have faith. Listen to the word of God. You're not wasting your time at all. You are making your vessel fit for the master's use. Fit to receive. Fit for purpose.
Praise the Lord. God wants you to come to a point where walking with him becomes a joy to your heart. Praise the Lord. I want to fast and it's a joy to my heart. I want to stay, you know, as a functional believer, and it's a joy to my heart. Why will I not want to sleep with anybody before I marry the person? I'm happy because it's helping my consecration. And it's a joy to my heart that I know that at least I've created a capacity to obey God. And it's saving me a lot of trouble. It's a joy to my heart. Look at all the leak tapes. Why? Like why? Which Christian in their proper consecrated sense will be in that position in the first place of doing that kind of thing, and then on top? Do you understand? There are some conversations you will not even get into. There are some relationships you will not even like advance. Do you get it? And I will not be surprised that some women made an application to this brother after their friends told them that they had a very good experience. And people are still applying. But what makes one woman reject that thought and another woman accept the possibility of that thought is the kind of mind you have. If you have a desecrated mind, it's appealing. But if you have a consecrated mind, then it's even very despicable in your eye. What kind of life is that? Do you understand? Bad things don't happen in a day. That's why on a regular basis, you have to be pushing towards consecration. Consecration, getting closer to the Lord, getting to know him more and more, aligning your thoughts and your mind and your doings with him so that some things will not even be appealing to you. Moses came down and said, Aaron, what were you thinking? By building a golden calf, are you kidding me? Wow! Are you serious? May you have a consecrated mind though. I mean, if you don't have it as a Christian, you are not going far. You are not going far. For God to showcase you to the world, social media can help you, but it cannot sustain you. You can buy following, you can buy a good marketing company to be marketing you, pushing you every day, everywhere. But what will keep you on the stage for generations will be God. People have come and gone. And people will come and go. But there are people God also keeps there and maintains and continues to sustain. What do you want? It's a choice today. Praise the Lord. It's a choice today. As a pastor, not going about sleeping with girls in the church, it's a choice. It's not a gift. It's not a gift, it's a choice. Another pastor can decide that though they have the calling. That's what the Bible says, that 2 Peter, I think, chapter 1, verse 10, 9 or 10. It says that, 10. It says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your call. You see that word diligence, that you are making a calculated choice to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. When you go, I'm giving you an assignment. Read from verse 1 to verse 9. You will know those things. He said, to faith add this. Da 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 da. Listen to me. The thing you are doing in the name of the Lord, that you feel the pinch of, that is what is going to help you. As you say it well. When you make a decision to do something in the name of the Lord and it's difficult for you to do because you know it's the right thing to do, That is what is going to help you. Because the things that will make your consecration on point and make your vessel fit for the presence of God to flow for the wonders, they are not appetizing to the human flesh. They are not appetizing. Hello? Come on now. Hello? Have I preached? Or I came to dance? I preach. Let's give Jesus a big clap offering. Oh, you are going to see wonders in your life, pa. If your clap offering is a correct one for Jesus, oh, and the word of God, clap your hands and bless it.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.